views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience. This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason, and today we're talking about health. This is part two of a three-part series. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Before we get started on part two, Jason, what is the most important point from last week?
That healing physical symptoms and the root causes of those physical symptoms does not necessarily heal the essence. And the most important healing you can do is to heal your essence. So you can learn at the level of essence. You know, our sole mission here on earth is to learn at the level of essence. And if you remember, we see that everyone has 80% of their essence encumbered with negative energy. And so as a result, in this modern times, we have to heal the essence in order to learn at the level of essence.
So Jason, what I'm getting is that the way we've been taught before, the frame is all wrong.
Exactly. You know, we see illness as something that gets in our way to be overcome so we can keep going, so we can keep accomplishing, so we can get our job done, so we can make more money to create more distinction for ourselves. Well, but sickness and illness is always a message from our essence.
So let's start with that, meaning that the frame, as I said a minute ago, the frame is all wrong. In other words, we've been trained that going forward and making, doing accomplishments and being successful
is the objective.
Is the objective.
Exactly.
When it's not.
It's not. The objective is to learn at the level of your essence. And you can't do it if your essence is already sick.
Okay.
If it needs to be healed.
Why is that so important to learn at your essence, Jason? I know it's the big, big question, but give us the answer now and we'll discuss the rest later.
Okay. Well, it's a pretty big philosophical question.
Okay.
We see this. It's kind of obvious. Everybody would see it if they had their intuition open, that we're not here for accomplishments. We're here in a physical body. We're energy that's our essence in a physical body to learn. So that essence can learn, because that essence can't learn in a non-physical dimension because there's no pushback.
Okay.
In the physical dimension.
None of that push-pull.
Exactly. In the physical dimension, when you're in a physical body, if you kick someone, they kick you back. You learn, you know?
Or if you run into a rock, you learn, oh, don't run into the rock.
Exactly.
Go around it,
you know,
so to speak.
Or, you know, if you lie and cheat, that maybe other people don't like that. And something bad happens. You learn that in the physical dimension, and that's why we're in a physical dimension, is to learn.
Okay. And by the way, I want you all to know, I have learned so much.
By hitting your head against a rock. Yes, I get it.
Yeah, there's this big dent. Yeah, exactly. And I finally learned, don't do that. So my point being that, I'm just going to jump in and say this. Some people with relationships, they have the same, do the exact same relationship. They choose the same type of person, the same personality, the same, and the same things happen. And they smack their head against the rock and go, why? I don't understand. Why me?
Well, so let's connect the dots.
Okay.
When you keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, whether it's with relationships, with money, with success,
your success,
your essence has this creates this illness as a metaphor, as a form of communication that says, "Hey, pay attention."
Okay,
and it could be, you know, we'll keep talking about that for the rest of the show.
Okay, so you know, Jason, let's. When we left y'all last week, we talked about how we were going to talk about all of this regarding germs and bacteria and viruses and fungi and protozoa. And, you know, so why are some so positive and why do some make you sick?
You know, we all heard that we have good bacteria in our gut and that there's obviously bacteria can make you sick. Same thing with viruses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the things in the earth can be very healthful and then some not so healthful. What's the difference? It's easy. You know, as far as we're concerned, as intuitives, it's easy.
Right.
Negative energy is attached to stuff that makes you sick. You know, and we think that if we get a cold, it's because we were next to someone with a cold or we caught a cold. That little germ was flying around and it just got us, you know?
Okay. So, but let me ask, why does one person get sick and the other one doesn't?
Well, exactly.
And they're standing side by side doing the same thing.
Exactly. And some people say, well, it's your immune system was weakened or you have better genetics. But the question is why? And again, it all goes back to, and as intuitives, we see this so clearly. You don't necessarily catch a cold. What happens is that the cold's available and your essence says, yeah, you got to slow down. So, hey, you're sick.
Oh, okay.
3 boxes of Kleenex later, hey, slow down.
Nose red the whole day. Yeah, okay.
You know, every cold remedy commercial on TV now says, well, take this so you can keep going. You don't have time to have a cold. You know, that one really funny commercial where the parent goes into the little child's room and says, I need a day off.
Yeah. You know. Wait a minute. You know, in essence, it's really funny because everybody laughs at, yeah, like the parent could do that. But the bottom line is the parent wants to because the parent at that point is listening to his or her essence.
Well, if they were, they would say, yeah, I need a day off.
Right.
And they would figure out a way to get that. And I realize, right. You know, when you're a parent, it's
Always so easy.
It doesn't even matter if you're a parent. There's all sorts of things that you do that makes it difficult to have a day off.
Okay.
But if your essence is stressed and overwhelmed and all those things, but that's not the point. The point is not the day off. If you understand negative energy, you clear the negative energy of stress. You clear the exhaustion, you clear the overwhelm, and you may even not need to take a day off. It's about the negative energy.
You know what? I have a story. I remembered when you and I were talking earlier. When I was a kid, I lived in California all my life, by the way. And the town made a pond, a swimming pond. And so they opened up the pond and I guess I don't remember how many people, but I know that more than 1,000 people, I know that one, went into the pond in the first month. And I don't remember exactly, but I believe that there was 3 younger kids actually got polio. And they blamed the pond, saying that the water wasn't being filtered correctly. The water wasn't this, it was all about the bad water. And, but like I said before, there was like more than 1,000 people that had been in this water in this month period of time, because it was a big deal to have this swim pond in our town, but only 3 kids got polio.
Well,
why, Jason?
That's a question that we ask ourselves all the time. Why do some people get sick and some people don't?
Right.
That catching metaphor where you have to, if you're only sanitary, then you won't catch anything. No, that's not true.
No.
You know, The thing is that for those 3 people or however many got polio, their essence says, yeah, this would be a good message for you right now because you're not listening. This trauma needs to come out. This trauma needs to be resolved. Mm-hmm. And even with kids, we come in with this 80% negative energy that needs to be healed.
Right.
We need to acknowledge it and start clearing it. And the way out is clearing the negative energy.
Okay, so negative energy can express itself in multiple ways.
That's a biggie.
Okay.
You know, if we understand that the root is the negative energy that comes from the essence.
That 80%. Okay.
Then it can express itself as one thing one day and then another thing another day. But our traditional frames, traditional medicine especially, you know, you go to a specialist, but if the negative energy moves from that problem to another problem,
right?
They don't get it.
Well, and one of the things that we found is when you use the ecosystem approach, that when you start clearing, say, the one problem, you know, that, you know, was, you know, roared up in your face, so to speak, what we find is that then the negative energy doesn't start moving around.
Exactly.
It's really fascinating.
Well, if you're clearing the negative energy, you've hit the bullseye.
Right.
If you're clearing the physical symptoms, you can miss the bullseye every single time.
Right.
And that's the whole point.
Exactly. So you know, and you know, focus on the healing level of your essence is really the answer. Is that correct?
It is, because it helps you in all areas of your life. You
okay.
can't move around and sneak away. You can't move from a physical problem to a relationship problem. You just, if you focus on the negative energy in your essence and the healing, you've got it.
Okay. In other words, you then get to the core.
Exactly.
Okay. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Healing at the level of essence is the most important healing you can do.
Okay.
Germs that create sickness are always connected to negative energy. Clearing that negative energy is the answer, is the solution.
Right.
Sickness and illness is our way that you communicate, is the way that your essence communicates with you. Listen and clear for healing. Listen to that communication and clear it for healing.
Okay.
And then the last one, don't focus on healing illness. Focus on healing your essence. And if you do that, everything else falls in line.
Okay. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about serious illness and disease and what to do about it. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive. The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique. Pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Tune in to The Astral Insider, your portal for adventure, insight, and growth with Fernando Albert. And get ready to tour the astral realm, expand your life in ways you've never imagined, and call in for the journey of your life with this world-renowned lucid dreamer, astral projectionist, psychic medium, and healer, Fernando Albert. This is every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome, with Susan DiLorenzo. live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. We're talking about serious illness and disease like cancer, heart disease, and even incurable conditions. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason. So I understand that negative energy is connected to illness and germs, but what about diseases you don't catch, but you get them anyway? How does that work?
Obviously, you know you don't catch cancer, but illness is always from your essence trying to get your attention in the form of communication.
Okay, so what about toxic water and air and other pollution and what they say causes, say, cancer?
You know, they say toxic chemicals, bad air, bad water, all can be cancer-causing. And those things are always part of it, but they're also connected to negative energy. So if you're exposed to a toxic chemical and your essence is trying to communicate to you that cancer can develop.
Okay.
You know, it's a form of our dogs, when they need to go out and relieve themselves, they don't come up to me and say, you know, bark, 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 daddy, I got need to go. You know, they don't talk to us. Obviously, dogs don't talk. They act it out.
Yes.
And your essence, sometimes we hear these messages that are literally in English, but most of the time, our essence has us act out what the problem is, even to ourselves.
Is that what you mean by me having a bad attitude? That's not the show, right?
When you have a bad attitude, you don't come up to me and say, I'm struggling right now, let's clear. Most of the time, you've got this look in your eye, or there's a certain body posture.
Certain fingers.
The steam's coming out.
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
I don't have to. I don't have to be.
You don't
intuitive.
Have to hear it in English. Okay,
exactly.
But it's the same. It's the same with the dogs when they have to go out. It's because they're not speaking to you in English.
Exactly. But the point we're trying to make is that that's how we talk to ourselves. That's how our essence talks to us.
Okay. I want to back up to something. The other day, I don't remember if you were there or not, but I saw this thing about Chernobyl, about the Russian release of the big chemical radiation. And I think it was something like 30 years or so. I don't remember exactly how it was, but something like, and don't quote me on it, but something like 200 people were involved in that, in cleaning it up and getting the job done. And in the first 2 weeks, 30 of those people died. And I mean, their bodies couldn't handle the chemicals. That's what they were saying.
Radiation, yeah.
The radiation. But I have a question, Jason. Why didn't the other 170, why didn't they just die?
Well, and that's the question that we're posing. And as we look at it as intuitives, we see it's because of the communication with essence. You know, for those 30 people, they were ready to go.
In other words, maybe their essence was saying, okay, it's time to leave this body.
it's time to leave this body. And typically they may, the essence may have said, and obviously I hate saying this in general, because we always say that your essence has a unique path that talks to you in a unique way.
Right.
And that's what's important. But in general, those people that died, you know, the essence was saying, hey, you haven't been listening. You're out of here. You know, I can't handle this anymore.
Right.
You know, it's not going to work for me. And I'm not sure that your essence kills you. What I suspect is
it kills you off.
Yes.
Okay.
They set up the conditions where you could get very sick, and then the natural result is death.
Okay. Okay. So, well, is this the same as, you know, major other diseases?
Well, it is.
Well, we were talking about cancer. Now, what about other diseases?
Every disease, let's kind of list them, has a general message. For example, heart disease, diabetes, stroke, respiratory diseases, Alzheimer's, other dementias. And even what we talked about earlier, incurable diseases, ones that aren't known or are little known.
Okay.
If you understand that you're not a machine and there's no absolute answer that applies to all, and you have to look at yourself uniquely, and the trauma in your essence that needs to be healed is the answer. In general, these diseases have basic messages from your essence.
Okay.
Now, please, for those of you that are black and white thinkers and want to make it exactly one thing or the other, this won't work. These are just general guidelines. But when you have heart disease, it's usually about your emotions. Mm-hmm. Heart is the center of the emotions of your body. Mm-hmm. Diabetes, it's a form of depression. No sweetness in life. Stroke, it's about being stubborn, rigid. Respiratory diseases, it's about not being able to take in life. That's a symbol, not taking in life. Alzheimer's disease and other dementias is a form of numbing out from your essence. You know, imagine, you know, if your spouse is, grumpy or always picking at you.
Mm-hmm.
What do men typically do? They numb out.
Yeah.
You know, Alzheimer's may be a way that they do it from their essence, because their essence is saying, hey, wake up. Hey,
okay.
I'm talking, talk to you.
Okay.
And they say, oh, I can't take it, you know?
Okay.
These are all expressions and messages from essence. Now, again, don't take them literally. You know, each person is different. And as you start uncovering that, you know the specifics and the uniqueness of each one. But we know, having done this for the last 20 years, that when someone gets sick, we say, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Because we see the trauma from their essence, and it's that whatever that they get sick with is in line with the message or the trauma that needs to be healed that isn't being healed.
Okay. So will working at the level of your essence cure these diseases?
That depends. I wish I could give you a black and white, but again, it goes back to you're not a machine.
Okay.
It depends when you start working on this. You know, you may get cancer. And it may be stage 4, but you may be able to clear enough and acknowledge your essence and respond to your essence and say, hey, I can, you know, I hear what you're saying. I'm going to switch and change and do something different. Most people who have cancer say that, yeah, it's life-changing, because it was a message, and they say, I can't live my life the way I used to.
Well, and oftentimes I see people with major diseases, they basically, especially when they find out, they say, wow, it was a real wake-up call.
Yes.
That's one of the most common things that I hear. But then I also hear, is there something more I can be doing?
Well, and a lot of times people can be healed from cancer, but that trauma in your essence is still there. So
okay.
The fear is always that's going to return in either that kind of cancer or another type of cancer. But as we talked about last time, negative energy doesn't care what kind of cancer it is. It'll come out in a different way.
Well, I know you have a story about one of our clients, and I think this is a really important story, Jason.
We had a client who died recently, and when I first started working with her, I probably worked with her for about 7-8 years, and she was struggling with breast cancer, and I know that the work we had done, we acknowledged that essence, we allowed that trauma to come through, but you know, it wasn't enough. I think she probably would have lasted longer if we would have done more.
Well, but wait a minute. She lasted quite a while.
She did last quite a while. Okay. And the truth is her trauma, and she's not here. I'm not using any names, but her trauma was during the Second World War, where her father, who she adored, and her mother, who was awful to her, think of the evil stepmother. Her father left and was a war hero as a fighter pilot, but he died and he never returned to her. And she spent her whole life trying to find that hero, mm-hmm. find a man who would be a hero for her and return and give her the love that she always wanted. She had a broken heart.
Yes.
And that was her trauma. That was the trauma she kept talking about. And when I first started talking to her, it wasn't about her breast cancer. She was talking about her relationships with men.
Right.
And that's what we worked on more than anything else, which was probably her expression of her essence. Now, a doctor would say, what do you mean? You didn't work on the cancer. You know, you know, doctors are always focused on the disease, on the chemistry of the disease, but that's not the root.
Okay.
So that's a great example of, you know, the expression of essence.
Well, and so, Jason, what about the diseases that are harder to pinpoint, like fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, irritable bowel, and anything else, you know, the syndromes?
You know, and that includes incurables.
Yes.
You know, fibromyalgia, which moves around in the body, really confounds a lot of doctors because it goes from one system to another.
Right.
And it doesn't fit in the nice, neat
little box.
Box of specialties and things like right. that. But negative energy likes to laugh at traditional medicine because it can move around. It doesn't have to be. It can be in your shoulder one day. It can be in one system one day and another system another. You know, these messages aren't limited the way traditional medicine is structured. And traditional medicine is structured as if you were a machine. So you just replace a broken part and then everything is fine. That's not how it works.
Okay, well,
the frame's wrong, like we talked about last segment.
Okay, so, you know, I just want to say clearing the negative energy does not interfere with any kind of treatment. And it always helps. I want to make sure that point is really made here.
That's because the negative energy is the bullseye.
Exactly.
And even as it moves around, if you're clearing the negative energy, it doesn't matter how it expresses itself. You're still clearing the negative energy.
Exactly. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Illness and disease is always a communication from essence.
Okay.
Negative energy is always connected to the root causes of diseases and syndromes, and then you just clear those.
Okay.
Using the ecosystem approach is the best way to prevent disease, and clearing the negative energy is always essential in that process.
Okay.
And clearing the negative energy doesn't interfere with any type of treatment, and it always helps. It doesn't matter whether you're using alternative medicine or traditional medicine. It always is supportive of whatever process you're using.
Okay. Stay tuned when we come back. We're going to talk about problems that are considered neurological disorders like ADD and PTSD. And we know that they're very hard to pinpoint. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit darcypariso.com/events.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And we're talking about neurological disorders like ADD and PTSD and, you know, other conditions that are hard to pinpoint. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, how are these neurological disorders different from disease?
They're not.
What?
From our standpoint, they're not. They're still negative energy. They're still messages from the essence.
Oh.
It makes it easy for us. Mm-hmm. I know, you know, medical professionals struggle with things like ADD and PTSD and OCD, blah, 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 depression, schizophrenia, psychosis, right, addiction. You know, all those things, but they're just, for us, it's simple. They're negative energy. They're expressions of the essence. Even, we didn't talk very much about this last time, but the incurables, if you come down with something that they can't diagnose, it doesn't matter. Look to the essence, you know, look to your essence and the trauma there. Maybe it's about uncovering the secrets. Maybe the trauma was a secret that was never uncovered for you, you know, and it's really not about finding out, getting a diagnosis. It's about clearing the negative energy around that trauma about a secret, for example.
Okay. Okay. You know, that kind of makes sense. Well, actually it makes perfect sense to me, but I happen to understand all this. So let me just, let me clarify something there. Okay. Jason, can you give us some examples of neurological disorders?
ADD. I'm using a lot of abbreviations here, but you know, attention deficit disorder, PTSD, post-traumatic stress, ADHD, OCD, obsessive-compulsive disorder, depression, schizophrenia, psychosis, addiction. Addiction's a big thing right now.
Yeah.
And even hate. You know, we're talking about hate speech on the internet, and even a mass shooter, or someone who goes into a school and starts shooting people. That, what is that? Well, it's, you know, people talk about mental health issues, you know, but no one knows what that is. You know, the mental health professionals really don't see the negative energy and the trauma in your essence. And that's the way to deal with this stuff. For us, it's a lot easier we do a lot better with those things because we're not competing as much, because most traditional medical practitioners don't do very well with those. And a lot of people get fed up and say, I'll try anything.
Sure.
You know, where the other stuff, it's more competitive, and there's a whole, there's all these ideas that, well, you better do it this way. You know, you better heal a physical body, and traditional medicine doesn't give any credence to the
trauma that's been left there from whatever has happened, yeah, so to speak.
Or the
essence.
They don't even acknowledge the essence.
Exactly. Not at all. But, you know, I'm going to ask you, can you give us an example of what, like ADD and PTSD, what do they represent, Jason?
Okay. So we talked about in the last segment about how heart disease was a form of problems with your emotions, and diabetes was no sweetness in life.
You know,
it was a form of depression. So let me just kind of break apart some of these. And again, these are just guidelines, they're not rules. But ADD, you know, when you can't focus, it's because there's trauma, there's pain in your essence. And rather than clear that pain, you can't focus.
Mm.
It's very clear. You know, kids have it. You don't need to medicate them. You need to clear the pain. PTSD.
Mm.
Post-traumatic stress, whether it's in a war situation or whether it's
a car accident,
any sort of trauma,
right,
is connected to other traumas in your essence.
Well, and you know, I know that alcoholism and drug addiction is they don't call it that, but it is truly PTSD, because I know that those people that are dealing with it and trying to stop those addictions, they're dealing with things that they do not or cannot face.
Well, and
or don't want to remember.
That's why the ecosystem approach is so efficient.
Yes.
Because you can have PTSD from cancer treatment.
Mm, yeah.
So then it becomes real complicated. You go into an oncologist for one thing, you're going to a mental health practitioner for another. Maybe you're depressed too. Maybe you add to that. Maybe you struggle with a couple other things. Addictions,
right?
You know, maybe you got addicted while, you know, on painkillers while you had another condition. I mean, it all gets gets really mixed up with traditional medicine. But for us, it's really simple. Go back to the essence. Go back to the trauma.
Exactly.
And clear the negative energy.
It's, you know, Jason, I just want to say that I know that all of these energies / traumas can be cleared. Some definitely take longer than others. Some people take longer than others. We know everybody is different and unique, but all of them can be cleared. And we have the best way to do this. And it's called the ecosystem approach. And starting today, start clearing.
You know, I like this segment because most of these things, there are not good practices that actually work. Addiction, you know, rehab is of questionable value. And the reason is that a lot of that stuff that they do, you know, talking about your feelings and getting some of that stuff out can be of benefit.
Right.
But talking about your feelings, and we've seen this for a long time, and this is, you know, our apologies to any therapists out there, but talking about your feelings doesn't necessarily remove them.
Well,
the negative energy of them.
It doesn't remove the negative energy. Talking about it does feel better for a while.
Sometimes.
But then I'm telling you,
key word.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, schizophrenia is really nebulous, and the drugs that you use just numb you out. It doesn't really heal it. Depression is epidemic.
Yes.
In our society.
Yes.
And it's connected to diabetes. And so, you know, but it's all of that is just negative energy. It's trauma in your essence.
That's exactly right. So, you know, I just want everyone to really get and understand that we don't have to stay stuck. Here's my message today. We do not have to stay stuck being victims to the traumas and dramas and chaoses that's connected to our soul, connected to our essence. We don't have to stay stuck there.
Nothing you can't heal.
And there's nothing you can't heal.
By clearing the negative energy and working at the level of essence.
Exactly.
So.
Okay. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Neurological disorders are always messages from the essence. and have negative energy attached.
Okay.
Healing neurological disorders always can happen at the level of essence.
Mm-hmm.
Clearing negative energy connected with neurological problems is the best treatment. And healing essence creates better health, prevents bad health, and creates true healing.
I absolutely love that. And remember, everything is energy, and we have a process, everyone, that can help with negative energy.
And which is a great segue, because we're going to tell you how to do that.
Right. That's now. Exactly right. So, Jason,
so
there you go.
In the next segment, we're going to do some clearing. And all you have to do is follow along. You don't have to sit in a special posture. You don't have to sit up straight. None of that. Use your imagination. That's the key here.
Mm-hmm.
So as we say, and to eliminate, take the stated emotion or thing to eliminate, gather that all up, blow it into a trash can. It can be a real trash can. It can be an imaginary trash can. And just start gathering that stuff up in your body, blow it into the trash can. And then we go on to the next one. Don't worry about the trash can. We'll empty it.
Okay.
We're responsible for getting rid of that negative energy. And then we go on to the next emotion.
Okay. So, and then we're going to activate life force, because life force is the most positive healing energy that there is. This is astonishing. And healing by using life force energy just will make your day. Let me just say it that way. Will make your life. So we're going to reverse the process in its way. We're going to pull in, we're going to call out and activate life force energy. We're going to pull it in through the top of your head. We're going to let it go all the way down your torso, down your arms. Let it go down your legs. I like to stop it at the tips of my toes. I want to turn it around. And any negative energy, you know, particles, garbage, you know, little dust, you want to let come back up your body, and then you're going to blow any negative energy out. So it sounds like this. You're breathing it in, meaning pulling in life force energy, and then you're going to blow out negative energy. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to help you get started clearing your essence right now. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. This is Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Celebrating 40 years of peace through music. Dr. Pat Basile is thrilled to be partnering with Dudley and Dean Evanson, co-founders of Soundings of the Planet. Music and video created for peace and healing. Immerse yourself in benefits of music for meditation, relaxation, and stress reduction. This peaceful and meditative form of music is available for free on all streaming services. Search Dean Evanson on Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, and iTunes, or visit soundings.com for more information.
Are you ready to finally feel empowered and knowledgeable in your political stance? Let Marsha Padilla Goad educate you on exactly how important grassroots advocacy is in a relatable way to all parties and all perspectives. Tune in to Grassroots Advocacy Radio with Marsha every first Tuesday of the month at 12 p.m. Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit DynamicsInPublicAffairs.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. We're going to help you get started clearing your essence right now. Jason, you're on.
Here we go. I direct all my resources and all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see how my essence has trauma and needs to heal. So gather up all those veils and illusions in your body, blow them into the trash can right now. Take a breath. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that the trauma flows to everything in my life, not just my physical body and my physical healing. Take a breath, gather up those veils and illusions, blow them into the trash can.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that that clearing negative energy that is attached to me, that is attached to any illness I have, by clearing it, it is healing. We are healing ourselves. Take a breath. Blow it out.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see clearing the trauma is the most efficient thing I can do in my life because it affects everything. Take a breath.
You know, we didn't say it from this perspective when we started today, but you know how we've talked about the stories, everyone? We all have a story. We have a story about this and a story about that. Well, I guarantee you that those stories, they are connected to the trauma that's connected to your essence. So I release and let go those stories, or I should say it this way, I release and let go the trauma connected to my stories that is connected to my essence right now. Breathe.
And to eliminate the shame, guilt, and unworthiness that is part of my trauma. Take a breath, gather up that shame and guilt. Blow it out into the trash can.
And to eliminate the anger and bitterness and resentment I have about anything that is part of my trauma. Take a breath, everyone. You don't need that. That energy doesn't serve you. And to eliminate anything and everything that tells me I don't have the right, I'm not good enough, I'm not strong enough, I'm not smart enough to clear the trauma that is connected to my essence. I release and let go those false beliefs and any rules that are connected to it. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the fears, worries, and anxieties I have about anything in my life. Take a breath.
I want to add one more to that. And to eliminate two more. And to eliminate the disappointment and hopelessness that I have about the traumas that are connected to my essence and my life. They don't serve me. Breathe.
And to eliminate the stress and need to control and the need to drive and push myself that's not connected to my essence. Take a breath.
By the way, in doing that, you will actually find things are easier to do. Kind of interesting the way that happens. So, and to eliminate any obsessiveness and fear and anxiety I have about everyday life, and that we're going to put in, and any disappointment I have about everyday life. Take a nice breath. Blow it out. You don't need it. Anything else on that?
Let's activate life force.
All right, here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can use life force energy for me and my life. Take a nice breath. Pull it in through the top of your head. Let it go all the way down to the tips of your toes. Turn it around. Blow out any negative energy left over. And activate life force so I can respect my essence and its value to me for healing and for everything else. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can put this energy in the systems and organs that affect any negative health conditions I have right now.
That's a good one.
Take a breath.
Pull it in. Tips of your toes. Blow out any negative energy. And to eliminate any false beliefs that are keeping me stuck believing, this is kind of good. I do feel better when I do it, but it really doesn't help me at all. When the truth is, oh, yes, it does. By the way, if you think it doesn't help, that's that negative energy in your essence telling you that you're not good enough to do this. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can trust that this is a way to true healing as opposed to all the craziness that I have to go through to try and heal myself now. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can activate happiness and hope and creativity and great health and love and fun and happiness and even laughter. Starting right now, take a breath. Let it go all the way through your body. And activate life force so I can love myself enough to be peaceful and happy right now. Take a breath. So, Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
We're going to do part three of our three-part series on health, and we're going to compare traditional medicine, medical practice to alternative medicine. Okay. We're also going to end with sort of a map or some guidelines on and some suggestions about how to supercharge your health going forward.
Okay.
And this is something you haven't heard before, so you got to tune in for this.
Okay. If some parts of you gets the importance of healing in your essence, with the ecosystem approach, mark your calendar. Living Lighter Radio is every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and look for the radio tab.
You know, I want to talk about our newsletter for just a minute, because if you really want to heal, if you're concerned about your health in any way, whether it's just a mild cold, or maybe you've been diagnosed with cancer, doesn't matter what it is, sign up for our newsletter. That connects you with us. Every week we give you clearing statements that you can use to uncover your essence. We kind of spoon feed you, and then we give you some of the backstory about to the radio show and in our lives.
Okay.
You know, we've both Patricia and I have had a lot of health issues, and people around us have had health issues, and we've learned a lot. So we want to share that with you.
Exactly. So if you really want a better life, you need to make clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically a part of your life. To do that, you have to sign up for our newsletter. And I
didn't say how to do that. So you go to our website at www.livinglighter.org.
Okay.
And go to the newsletter tab. And all we ask for is your name and email address. Mm-hmm. It's free. Do it right now.
Okay. If you got a benefit today, go like us on Facebook. Jason likes it when you like us on Facebook at livinglighter.org. And we always give you a preview of next week's show. And, make Jason feel better today, okay? We'll connect next Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.